Late summer, late afternoon, the desert sun falls close to the earth. A rose sky takes the known blue by smooth hidden force. So, for a moment, the city feels at peace. On the other side of traffic, two men dressed as monks pass by. I pick a random spot to sit down and think. I used to think that this was just a believable fantasy, but now I think that this reality is unbelievable. The full moon over my shoulder, torn between right and wrong. Here I go down the escalators of a would-be happiness, people expecting things of me and me expecting things of people, circle wrong. I come up short. A terrible death toll, and yet the poetry in it finds me. Slight aggravation clawing at the corners. What can I do? What can I do when 5% of the world's population owns 90% of the planet, and the other 95% are fighting for the 10% left? Like anyone else, I go through my daily struggles. I talk to strangers. And like everyone else, I watch the trade towers of New York get rammed by kamikaze 747s. I watched Waco, Texas shoot guns at one another. I watched the Gulf War on television. I watched it all on television in the comfort of my own home. And just like anyone else, I feel the effect on our psyches. The United States of America. Are we really a united nation with all of our own personal bigotry, not letting us, US, be a part of what's going on with you? Or what's really going on with you? People being cruel just to be cruel, people subconsciously wanting war to see through the superficiality of life, never really paying attention to their surroundings and how something is exploding. This day, unlike all the others, this day the same, facing conflict head-on, action and reaction, apocalyptic ideas, mushroom cloud vision, pointing the finger at the easiest scapegoat, a modern-day lynch mob. We are here, now. I see no differentiation, a mass killing on our own neighborhood instead of someone else's. What goes on? What really goes on? This is a serious question that seemingly will never get answered with truth. Are we not supposed to be holding these truths to be self-evident? Self-evident. The corruption is self-evident to me, down to the common person, media coverage, a game of cat and mouse, you can guess who's who. When you least expect it, that's when it happens. That's when it happens to them. That's when it happens, but not to us. Like most, we are innocent spectators, wanting to watch the guilty suffer. Hell, blow up the whole goddamn country! I hear this, I've heard this, so now what? What now, except today I'm breathing, today I'm thinking, today I'm celebrating life, today my heart bleeds, today, this day.
Our teamwork makes your dream work.